Just be Jesus, come will Jesus come again. Just be Jesus, come will Jesus come again.
Jesus, and he wanted man to cry. Just precious blood he shed. Lord and Savior, King of kings, Son of God and Son of man. Just bring Jesus, son to Jesus, comes again.
Praise the Lord. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Father God, we thank you for your goodness and your kindness and your great grace, favor, and mercy towards us. Brothers and sisters, the angel said something to me, and then the angel like said, do it, try it, do it, just do it and watch what God does. So I said, I kind of like, I wasn't hesitant, but I was just listening. So the angel, this angel kind of like challenged me. And he said, you got to start doing it. I said, okay. And so he said, do you believe it? I said, yeah, I believe it. And I believe I've been a witness to it. He said, no, that song you played yesterday, that's why I know those angels are watching us. Because yesterday, it's only like 2 minutes, but it says so much to me. You know that little song, God Will See Me Through It. He said, God has been waiting for you to do it more. I said, okay. So this morning, I'm going to follow the instructions that angel gave me, and I'm going to do it right after this little song here, because I want you to hear. You heard it, but the name of it is just See Me Through It.
Things are getting real. Jesus, take the wheel. Only way I'm getting to the other side. Days are getting dark. Life's a little hard. Blinded, but I'm trying not to lose sight. I don't got this. I know you got this. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I'll believe it before I see it. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I know you're gonna see me through it. If anybody can, you can do it. God, I know in the trial and the pain, fire and the rain, you're gonna see me through it. You're gonna see me through it. If anybody can, you can do it. And whenever my heart goes away, you say that you're gonna see me through it. When the sky falls, who am I gonna call? The one who put it up there in the first place. Fool scared of tax, devil on my back, better lace him up and go put on my game face. I don't got this, I know you got this. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I believe it before I see it. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I know you're gonna see me through it. If anybody can, you can do it. God, I know in the trial and the pain, fire and the rain, you're gonna see me through it. You're gonna see me through it. If anybody can, you can do it. And whenever my heart goes away, you said it, then you're gonna see me through it. Oh God. It's bigger than all our problems. The only one who knows how to solve them. So if you're sitting in the back rock bottom, red in the egg, you got them. I got it's bigger than all our problems. The only one who knows how to solve them. So if you're sitting in the back rock bottom, red in the egg, you got them. You're gonna see me through it. If anybody can, you can do it. You got it out in the trial and the pain. You're gonna see me through it. If anybody can, you can do it. And whenever my heart goes away, you say that you're gonna see me through it. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I know you're gonna see me through it.
Okay. Now, I need those of you on the blog talk can't do it so easily, but I need 8 people to post Deuteronomy 16:15 in the chat room. 8. Do it quickly, please. 8 people. Deuteronomy 16:15. Deuteronomy 16:15. I want you to grab a piece of paper and a pencil or a pen or something to write with. Deuteronomy 16:15, 8 people. Jessica, what's 7 days from today? What will the 7th day be from from today? 7 days. What will 7 days be from today? What date will 7 days be? April 12th. Okay. So is that 8 people already? Let's see. Because I want to follow this exactly like that angel kind of told me. Because he said I wasn't doing it. But really, I thought God did it. But he says I could do it. I mean, God does it. But he says I could do it too. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Okay, actually, okay, so we got a little over 8 for a blessing. The angel said, so that's 7 days from today. The angel said, Erica, many people, I got it right here. Many people do not realize that they are desperately in need of favor from God. Favor. When God causes someone to desire to become a problem solver in your life, the angel said, God is the catalyst for linking you to the golden connection with someone who blesses you. I said, can you give me a scripture? He said, Isaiah 60:10-11. And the sons of strangers shall build up thy walls, and their kings shall minister unto thee, that men may bring unto thee the forces of the Gentiles, and that their kings may be brought, that the mountains might flow down at thy presence. That's Isaiah 64:1. He said, he let me to understand. Then he had me to look up some more scriptures here so that I would understand. But he led me to understand this. The divine purpose of favor from God is to enable you to achieve your assignment. He said, but you have to be humble enough to receive favor from God. He said, and God has blessed you to be able to speak and declare favor. I said, how does that work? He said, well, I'm going to help you. He said, the people of Nineveh didn't even realize that they needed favor until Jonah cried out in judgment. He said, pursuing favor with God qualifies you to receive favor. He said, and you have no right to anything you have not pursued. You have not because you asked not. He said, because, see, I was helping somebody do something, and I really kind of, even from here in Dalton, I worked them. I said, do this, do that, do this. And they did it. It was unsuccessful. I said, do this, do that, do the other. And they thought that they were infringing on my time where God was teaching us both a lesson. I'm loving this. The more I understand it, the more I'm beginning to love it. You see, the angels told me, he said, David sought favor, and that's what you were doing. That's what you instructed that lady to do. He said, Psalm 31:16, David said, make thy face to shine upon thy servant. Save me for thy mercy's sake. He said, that's seeking favor. He said, Psalm 34:10, are you getting these scriptures? The young lions do lack and suffer hunger, but they that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing. He shall pray unto God, and he will be favorable unto him. That's Job 33:26. I only saw one angel, and it was that same one that I always see. He said, the world uses favors as a substitute for favor. He said, favors usually are actions designed to manipulate. But favor is an attitude of goodness towards you from God, not an exchange or payment for something you have done. You say Proverbs 1:10, my son, if sinners entice thee, consent thou not. The angel says, Satan has always attempted to imitate God. Don't think it's strange what you went through. He says Satan envies the success of God. He says Satan envies the strength of God. And Satan envies the love that God has generated towards himself. So Satan emulates God, Erica. But he said, favor. I said, yeah, I remember reading in Exodus where it said that favor was placed upon the children of Israel. He said, that's right. He said, Erica, favor is an attitude designed to reveal the heart. Psalm 90:14-17. He said, favor is an exception to the rule. Oh, satisfy us early with thy mercy, that we may rejoice and be glad all our days. Make us glad according to the days wherein thou hast afflicted us and the years wherein we have seen evil. Let thy work appear unto thy servants and thy glory unto their children. And let the beauty of the Lord our God be upon us. And establish thou the work of our hands upon us. Yea, the work of our hands, establish thou it. He said, you have the ability out of your mouth to speak favor upon God's people. Through God, of course. Through Jesus, of course. And manifested through God's own Holy Spirit. He said, I know, he said, go read 2 Kings 13:4. He said, when the servant of Abraham knelt and asked God to show him favor, it was appropriate. He said, God is the source of favor. He said, God responds to faith and pursuit of favor. He said, favor can be spoken upon the people through out of your mouth, Erica. He said, favor is like a current, always moving toward you or away from you, but it's always moving. He said, remember what the angel told Mary? When Mary was about to reject the greatest blessing of her life to this world. Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. I went and I looked that up in the Bible. And Mary said, behold, the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word. And the angel departed from her. That's in Luke chapter 1, verse 30 through 38. He said, you can speak the willingness, desire, and for angelic help and participation into the life of somebody else. He said, Noah obtain protection through the favor of God. He said, Jonathan showed favor to David, and David showed favor to Mephibosheth, his son. He said, favor from God is a gift of enablement. Enablement. He said, Mordecai knew this. Remember when you read that in Esther? And I went and looked it up. I looked it up. It says, thou art come. Thou art come to the kingdom for such a time as this. Esther 4:14. Post it. Because I always ended it with a question mark. He said, look at it again. Thou art come. Thou art come. It says, thou art come to the kingdom for such a time as this. But you say, you see, I have been looking at it as where it says, who knows whether. But he said, thou art come to the kingdom for such a time as this. He said, so this is what I want you to do. See there, somebody else put the King James. You have come to the kingdom for such a time as this. You have come. You have come to the kingdom for such a time as this. Favor is the attitude found in Psalm 90, verse 14 through 15. Oh, satisfy us early with thy mercy, that we may rejoice and be glad all our days. Make us glad according to the days wherein thou hast afflicted us, and the years when we have seen evil. Let thy work appear unto thy servants, and thy glory unto their children, and let the beauty of the Lord our God be upon us. And establish thou the work of our hands upon us. Yea, the work of our hands, establish thou it. You say, don't ever let anybody tell you otherwise. And all those people who think that they can make it by isolating themselves and do it by themselves, he say, wrong. He say, favor with others is necessary to complete any assignment from God. He said Moses realized this to enable him to do what God had told him to do. And he said, and in the hearts of all that are wise-hearted, I have put wisdom that they may make all that I have commanded thee. He said, I want you to remember this. Favor increases when you aggressively cooperate with the laws of God. Did y'all hear me? Favor increases dramatically when you aggressively cooperate with the laws of God. He said Moses came to understand this. But before he understood it, he cooperated with it anyway. And Moses said unto the Lord, see, thou sayest unto me, bring up this people, and thou hast not let me know whom thou wilt send with me. Yet thou hast said, I know thee by name, and thou hast also found grace in my sight. Now therefore I pray thee, if I have found grace in thy sight, show me now thy way, that I may know thee, that I might find grace in thy sight, and consider that this nation is thy people. God said, my presence shall go with thee, and I will give thee rest. He said, Anchor, the just man walketh in his integrity. His children are blessed after him. Proverbs 20:7. A good man showeth favor and lendeth. He will guide his affairs with discretion. Psalm 112, verse 5. He said, I want you to look for opportunities. I want you to look for opportunities to sow favor. And I want you to speak favor and watch God increase it as you speak it. So I said, when do I do this? He said, start now, today. So this morning, I'm going to bless you. And I'm going to tell you that God is unloosing his favor upon you. And I'm going to tell you, starting today, up to April 12th, it's just (clears throat) I'm asking God to give you a demonstration that you are come to the kingdom for such a time as this. I speak in the name of Jesus this morning, by the power of God's own Holy Spirit, that divine favor with the demonstration is upon your life individually and personally, that God shall abound as you step up in the pursuit of his favor. That divine favor is upon you to accomplish, to enable you to achieve your assignments in God, by God, through God, with God's favor resting upon you in a visible manifestation, so that you will know that you have come to the kingdom for such a time as this. Thank you, sister. I know that. I know that. But thank you. Thank you for blessing me, Sister Kenisa. Kenisa. But I know it. I know that I want you to receive it. And I want you to, from now till April the 12th, I want you to pursue it. And I want you to see what happens as the favor of God is moving upon you. Remember, if you reject it, it's okay, because it'll just move away from you. But it's moving, period. But if you receive it, oh my God, God's going to see you through it. Watch. I speak it upon you.
Things are getting real.
Favor.
Jesus, take the wheel. Only way I'm getting to the other side. Days are getting dark. Life's a little hard. Blinded, but I'm trying not to lose sight.
Favor.
I don't got this. I know you got this. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I'll believe it before I see it. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Favor.
I know you're gonna see me through it. If anybody can, you can do it. God, I know in the trial. You're gonna see me through it. If anybody can, you can do it. And whenever my heart runs away, you know, say the day, you're gonna see me through it.
When the sky falls, who am I gonna call? The one who put it up there in the first place. Who's scared of tax? Devil on my back, better lace him up and go put on my game face. I don't got this, I know you got this. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Before I see it, yeah, yeah, yeah. I know you're gonna see me through it. If anybody can, you can do it. God, I know in the trial, in the pain, fire, in the rain, you're gonna see me through it. You're gonna see me through it. If anybody can, you can do it. And whenever my heart runs away, you'll say that you're gonna see me through it. Our God is bigger than all our problems. Only one who knows how to solve them. So if you're sitting in the back rock bottom, red in the egg, you got them.
I got
it's bigger than all our problems. The only one who knows how to solve them. So if you're sitting in the back rock bottom, red in the egg, all you know is gonna see me do it. If anybody can, you can do it. You gotta know in the truth.
Favor from God to establish, brothers and sisters, I didn't know about how favor, well, just receive it. I'm saying pursue the thing because you have the favor.
Things are getting real, Jesus take the wheel. Only way I'm getting to the other side. Days are getting dark, life's a little hard. Blinded but I'm trying not to lose sight. I don't got this, I know you got this. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I believe.
Can't no devil stop it. Can't no demon stop it. I say, God said, speak it. And you receive it. Can't no witch stop it. Can't no wizard stop it. But you got to pursue it. You got to pursue it. And you got to understand you already have the favor. It's kind of like you got to go out and find that hidden riches in secret places. Because God has already established his favor upon you to be successful.
Before I see it, yeah, yeah, yeah. I know you're gonna see me do it. If anybody can, you can do it. God, I know in the trying, you made it hard, and the rain is gonna see me through it. You're gonna see me do it. If anybody can, you can do it. Whenever my heart was on the
day, you said that you're gonna see me through it. When it's God, just as an act of faith, lift your hands up to God wherever you are. Watch what God getting ready to do for you right now. Just because he loves you, and just because you got to know that what I'm talking to you can't happen in the natural. It is gonna happen because of a supernatural manifestation of the power of God directly to you. Directly to you. Pursue it. Receive it. Receive it. Pursue it. And God is going to achieve it through you. Through you. And see, I'm trying to think, okay, God, what should I be pursuing? What? God, just, you got to be specific too. You have come into the kingdom for this. Receive it. Lift your hands up, receive it. Receive. Receiving is easy because you ain't got to do nothing. But just yield your whole body. Yield your whole self. Relax. Go into ease before God and receive it. Receive it. Receive the anointing. Favor. Receive the favor now. Receive it. Receive it. And then take what you receive and then go pursue it. Receive the favor right now. Lift your hands up. Some of you need to stand. If you can stand up and watch God's presence, what did Mary say? Be it unto me. You can experience. Maybe stand up, Brother Joe. Stand up. If you're somewhere where you could stand up, not at work or something, but now stand in front of your chair, stand in front of your bed, stand in front of your couch, Now, I want you to receive the favor right now. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. That's it. That's it. That's it. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Right where you are. The presence is right where you are. Receive it. Some of your legs, you know, might be getting a little weak. That's just the power of God. That's you surrendering you to the power of God. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Don't fight God. Receive it. Just receive it. Don't fight him. Receive it right now. Of Jesus. Receive it. Receive it. Now take what you're receiving and pursue. Watch what happens between now and April the 12th. Watch. And as it's happening, would you give me a praise report?
Things are getting real. Jesus, take the wheel. Only way I'm getting to the other side. Days are getting dark. Life's a little hard, blinding, but I'm trying not to lose sight. I don't got this, I know you got this, yeah, yeah, yeah. And I'll believe it before I see it, yeah, yeah, yeah. I know you're gonna see me through it. If anybody can, you can do it. God, I know in the trial and the pain and fire and the rain, you're gonna see me through it. You're gonna see me through it. Anybody can, you can do it. And whenever my heart's on the way to you, you're gonna see me through it. When the sky falls, who am I gonna call? The one who put it up there in the first place. Full scale attack, devil on my back, that'll lace him up and open on my game face. I don't got this, I know you got this. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I believe this before I see it. I know you're gonna see me through it. If anybody can, you can do it. God, I know in the trials, the pain, fire, and the rain, you're gonna see me through it. You're gonna see me through it. If anybody can, you can do it. And whenever my heart runs the way to you, every day you're gonna see me through it. Our God is bigger than all our problems. The only one who knows how to solve them. So if you're sitting in the back rock bottom, red in the egg, you got them. Our God is bigger than all our problems. The only one who knows how to solve them. So if you're sitting in the back rock bottom, red in the egg, oh, you got them. Don't see me do it. If anybody can, you can do it. I know you're gonna see me through it.
Has your confidence been shaken? Is your faith in yourself faded? Been there too long to know what to make of it anymore. Just know that you're stuck and can't get free. Don't even know what you need. Pain has become the safest of places, and you're too tired to finish the race. You know you're down to be the kid around. When the winds and the wind push harder, when you feel like you can't get through,
remember he is still for you. Calls you his daughter, calls you his son. There's no mistake that could ever take that away. When the waves push harder, when you feel like you can't get through, he is there with you in the water. And he believes in you. When you're lost in your broken heart, when your shame is an open wound, he is holding you at your darkest. And he believes in you. The blood of Jesus the cross for you. Oh, he believes in you. It's for you. It's for you. Yeah. When the lies try to pull you under, when you're desperate for something true, let your heart hear the voice of the Father, cause he believes in you.
When you're lost in your broken heart, when your shame is an open wound, he is holding you at your darkest, and he believes in you.
A wonderful experience, which I am proud to say. How God gave me this beautiful poem to share with you today. Jesus took my hand and said, "My child, be not dismayed. We must begin our journey, traveling up the King's highway." The King's highway. I can't stop now, because I've found the right way. My soul is so happy, and my spirit is so free. Traveling up the King's highway, just Jesus and me. I've no time to go back in this world of sin. I must keep pressing my way until the very end. So trial, you might as well come. And tribulations too, because I know that Jesus will certainly see me through. I'm holding on with a firm grip. I've got my traveling shoes on, so I can make this holy trip. The journey's going to be extremely long, but I must be very strong. It's going to get harder up the way, but that's the price we have to pay for traveling up the King's highway. Oh God, this way is really rough. I'm falling, but I'm trying to stand. Then Jesus smiles at me. Here, my child, take my hand. Yes, my strength and hope I have regained. Now I can truly say I'm ready to continue traveling up the King's highway. Well, my journey's almost over, and the end is very near. I can hear the chimes just ringing. I can hear the angels singing. I can see the New Jerusalem as I gaze with great pride. I can see the Master standing there, his arms open wide. With tears in his eyes, he began to say, "Your mansion is ready. I welcome you, my child, today, because this is your reward for the price you had to pay just for traveling up the hill.
Revolutionary. turning the TV down, drowning their voices out, cause I believe that you and me can find some common ground. See, maybe I'm not like you, but I walk a mile in your shoes, if it means I might see the world the way you do. Let's take some time, open our eyes, look and listen. We're gonna find we're more alike than we are different. Watch revolutionary. What would Jesus do? He would love first. He would love first. What would Jesus do? He would love first. Yeah, he would love first. So we should love first. Mark of kindness, be revolutionary. Plant it, we let take it so ordinary. Let's turn it around, get the drip, judge so long. God help us get revolutionary.
I'm not a warrior, I'm too afraid to lose. I feel unqualified for what you're calling me to. Lord, with your strength, I've got no excuse. Broken people are exactly who you use. So give me faith in the Daniels in the lion's den. Give me hope for life, Moses in the wilderness. Give me a heart of life, David, or be mine to fail. So I can face my giants with confidence. You took a shepherd boy and made him a king. So I'm gonna trust you and give you everything. I'll be a conqueror, cause you fight for me. My giant with confidence.